Why is it overlooked? You're listening to episode number 3 of IELTS Team Podcast. Hope you're doing really fine. I know that learning English in its right way is a bit challenging. I know that. I get it because I have experienced it. The right way is really important. Anyway, I know that you feel it is unachievable when you approach. I get it. I get it, dude. This show is pretty vulnerable. Why? You're going to understand. So just listen on and see what I'm going to tell you in this episode. But first, I'm really thankful that I can share a lot of good things with you. Okay. When it comes to speaking English correctly, I really mean it. I know that there is not a lot of sources you can refer to. I'm going to tell you how correct and standard English speaking can change your world. Yeah, it is exactly right. The correct and standard English speaking can really change your world. Okay, so buckle up and get ready for something I've been struggling with, and I know that it's been such big grace for you to know it, and I'm also sure that you've been struggling with that. Hey, if you're tuning into today's show, I want you to take a screenshot and share it and your Instagram story so the others can access this really valuable podcast. Okay, first things first, let me paint the picture of myself then and now. When I was speaking non-standard, I clearly remember that the comparison with now, I really understood the difference. I didn't used to be understood. I really didn't used to be understood 100%. You know, there were some sentences, there were some words. However, I tried to pronounce them in the right way. I wasn't really understood the right way, especially when it came to speaking and communicating with native English speakers. Well, that time I clearly remember that there were like those moments I felt really embarrassed. I felt shy. Why? Because I couldn't get the message across. Because I'm pronouncing the words in the wrong way. I really didn't care about the correct stress. I didn't know anything about that because I hadn't been told at that time. So this is real important. So I'm notifying you. I'm bringing the importance. I'm putting the importance over this case right now. So you will understand that how to approach it. Learning English, I always felt like I need more and more from myself. I was that social butterfly who smiled at anyone, though I couldn't pronounce the words. So I didn't really dare to speak. I preferred not to say a word in many situations. However, you know, people around me believe that you're a really great speaker. I knew the fault. I knew the flaw. I knew the error. Anyway, however, remember, this is real important, guy. I don't really recommend it. Don't go for this approach. What approach? I mean, looking back now, I think that I have lost ton of unique opportunities to have my English elevated. So utilize every single opportunity to improve your English. So do not care if you are 100% understood, if you are 100% in a really right way of learning English and speaking English particularly. Just use that opportunity and bring your English up. This is really important. Imagine every situation, every speaking, every conversational situation as an English class, since it can teach you something really positive. This is awesomely important. Guys, this is really important to speak English as it is. By as it is, I mean that you should not improvise your own Farsi version. This is ridiculous, you know. You should not improvise. You should not produce your own Farsi version. Produce the sounds as they are naturally done by native English speakers. The English as it is should be spoken. I mean, the way that native English speakers, here I'm talking about American English speakers, So as you remember about the free pronunciation course that recently I had it released, it was all focused on American accent. So this is really important. I hear sometimes language learners get it done in a way that it is like rocket science. What does it mean? It means that it is impossible to approach. It is impossible to learn. It is impossible to get it done. This is totally wrong, guys. This is totally extremely wrong, guys. Don't take it hard. Pronunciation and natural sound production, I believe, is the sweetest part of English. Why is it sweet? I'm going to tell you why I believe that it is the sweetest part of English. Because it will help you speak naturally. When you speak naturally, your self-confidence, wow, booms high and goes high. This is extremely significant. So when your self-confidence is high, you dare to speak with anyone. You dare to actually show up on your Instagram page. Show up on your Instagram page. You dare to start teaching even. You know, you're not going to believe that. I have had these students, and right now, they're teaching English. Right now, they're teaching English. And even one of them just founded their own English institutes. I clearly remember the moment that we started the class together. They really didn't know, or I can say that they didn't know beans about English. So do not consider where you're standing today. Imagine your goal in your mind. Imagine your goal in your mind. And keep it consistent. Keep it consistent and running and going and moving forward every day. Every day movement is very important. Well, it is very sweet when you understand that you're speaking as a native does. This is really sweet experience, guys. I want you to experience it. And when you experience it, let me know about your feelings. Those feelings are really awesome. Words cannot explain. Within the last few years, I have tried hard to motivate people to set this goal to speak better when it comes to pronunciation and natural speaking. Natural speaking, pronunciation, these two items, I always focus, I always concentrate, I always bring them up. Why? Because they are significantly important. They are significantly important. I'm so sorry, today my voice is a little coughy, my voice is a little unnatural. I don't know what's happening to my vocal cords. I'm so sorry because of my bad voice. I think if you feel any uncomfortable situation. Anyway, I have tried hard to motivate people to set this goal to speak better when it comes to pronunciation and natural speaking. Why? Because at the beginning of the route, a little bit of motivation can be considered as a really huge pushing factor, as a really huge driving force to a really new language learner, because he has no idea where he's going to go. You know, I receive these questions every day that, for example, I really don't know where to start. I really don't know how to approach it. I really don't know, blah, 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 blah. You know, these not knowing questions show that new language learners really have no idea where they have to go, where they have to start, where they have to actually refer to a source of English learning. The next item I'm going to talk about, the next factor, is really funny, sad, important. I believe that laziness is solely to blame. What does it mean? This is really sad when I concern over the fact that laziness does not let language learners speak the right way, you know? Because you got to do something new, because a lot of English sounds do not exist in our Farsi language, in our mother tongue. Here is Farsi, because I'm talking to Farsi speakers first. My priority, my number one priority is Farsi speakers. So you feel a little lazy approaching those new sounds, and after that try to mime them, try to imitate them, try to copy them, then bring them to production. So you have to cast aside, you have to cast off that laziness, since laziness has killed many people's dreams. And I'm telling you that this is not going to let you take the next step. I did it, and I'm going, or it's better to say, I'm trying to have you done it. So cast off that sheer laziness, believe it, believe in yourself, and set that shiny blazing goal to speak better, considering the pronunciation and intonation. These two are really important. I love them. I'm crazy about speaking. I'm really crazy about speaking. I'm like speaking all day long, and still I'm thirsty about speaking more. I'm thirsty for speaking more. So these two are really right. You're not going to believe that. Let me tell you something about myself. Looking back those years, I clearly remember that I didn't want to speak because I didn't like my speaking. I know that this is wrong. I'm telling you that this is a really wrong approach. But the point I'm going to bold here, the point I'm going to show it as a really vivid point here, is that when you're speaking in a right way, when you're speaking naturally, you feel that you feel more confident. You feel like more confident to speak in every situation. So this is real important. So speaking more, speaking better. Speaking more, speaking better. I always say that if you're going to improve your speaking, at least every week you have to spend 3 to 5 hours on speaking. So regardless of the way, regardless of the level of English you have. Yeah, that's it. Since I have always believed they are the soul of those words, I mean, pronunciation and intonation, I always believe that they are the soul of those words, which you let them out. I did remember I had this lazy teacher. This is memory I'm going to share with you. I did remember I had this lazy teacher who didn't even bother to write a single word on a board, my whiteboard, with his awful accent. His accent was really awful. I'm not going to tell his name since he used to be my teacher. I really adore him. I learned a lot of great things from him. However, I'm emphasizing over the accent right now. His accent was really awful, you know, looked like this Indian guys. Which made me refer to the incident manager and ask if he can send us a better one. If he can send us a really better one. That was really boring, sitting in class for almost 4 hours and listening to that boring robotic style speech. And, you know, that was a really boring, exhausting, tedious experience. So remember, speaking matters. Speaking makes a huge difference. Who knows? In the near future, you might be teaching English, so make it really fine right now. Wow. Yeah, as I was saying, I referred to the incident manager to ask if he can send us a better one, for I have been insanely crazy about flawless English speak. By flawless English speech, I don't really mean grammar. Grammar is important. Of course, grammar is important. Grammar can be considered as a foundation of any English speech. Although, what I mean here by flawless English speech is natural speaking, following correct pronunciation, following correct intonation. Guys, take my word. It really matters how you speak English. You always hear those words. You always have these two options. You always have these two options. What options? I'm going to tell you. Whether being normal or super unique. Are you going to be a normal in your life? Are you going to be a normal person in your life? Or you're going to be super unique in your super unique person in your life? It makes a huge difference. Look at all those successful people. They have something unique to actually make them shine bright like a diamond. This is real important. This character can make you stand out in a crowd. This character, I mean, natural speaking, following correct pronunciation and intonation can make you stand out in a crowd. I will explain more what I mean by that one. This is a factor that can make you stand out in a crowd. I really mean it. Let me exemplify that. Imagine you're getting ready for that job interview of your dream job. Not any job interviews, but your dream job interview, which English is also needed to apply for. Wow, what an amazing situation. So the sad point, my English is normal. My English is just mid-level or low-level. I don't care how many words you know. I don't care how many grammatical structure you can use. I don't care how many idiomatic expressions you can use. Natural speaking is also important. Natural speaking can be considered as that really magical spice that you, when you add it to the food, well, booms. It's awesome. You will have a blast. You can allure the interviewer just by showing off your natural speaking. Trust me, guys, since this is honest and true speech, since this is honest and true conversation that I'm having with you, I haven't shared it anywhere before. You need a proof? Okay, so listen on this memory. I had this hardworking man as my student who could hunt a job among all those 150 applicants since he was more fluent in natural English speaker. Yeah, that's the point. Among all those really hungry 150 applicants who were trying to hunt that job opportunity, he could get that job. How? Because he was more fluent in natural English speaker. So this is really significant. Okay, now to sum it up, I can assure you, you have listened on the right information about the seriousness of natural pronunciation. As I said, take my words and make a new approach towards English learning, since I mean to lead you to the right English learning. I mean to lead you to the right way of English learning. So believe me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening on an honest conversation. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment, for it means a world to me. And also, don't forget to visit our website, www.ieltsteam.com, and also visit our Instagram page, since you will have access to tons of one-minute videos. Instagram page, IELTSTEAM. Have a really great day. Have a really great English moments. Have really great English moments. Have fun.